Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hey, can I borrow some drugs?
What? Be cool, man. What?
Allergy medication? Happen to have any on you?
I wish I did.
Did not expect. All my brain was focused on today was the heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Right?
And maybe that's part of it. Did that knock something?
I don't know. Loosen up the pollen like buttons with the pussycat dolls.
Yeah.
Loosen up the pollen.
Baby.
I don't know what went down, but I'm about ready to go outside for 6+ hours and struggle through a game I haven't played for 2 years.
Might have to make a quick pit stop before you hit the golf course.
I need some allergy medication. My eyes are itchy.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I keep sneezing.
Something's going on.
Maybe it's the barometric pressure.
You think that's it?
I don't know. I have no clue.
It's at 29.95 inches right now.
Inches?
Yeah, that's how they report the barometric pressure.
Really?
Uh-huh. But typically rising or falling, but the National Weather Service doesn't give me that. It just tells me where it's sitting right now.
Yeah, okay. I don't know where it was yesterday, but I feel
it always hovers near 30. And I want to itch, but it's kind of like
don't
a
touch
rash
it.
Or poison ivy. Don't touch it.
Nope.
It makes it worse.
No, exactly. I did a little walking last night, and I got some bug bites on my arms. Like,
did you bring that one mosquito into our office this morning that I think worked its way to my beard?
You got bit by mosquito?
Well, I feel like I have an itch like just near my jaw.
Maybe I brought it with me. I don't know. Ah!
Was he embedded like in your watch band or something?
This is like the revenge of summer.
It's getting us for not, well, you get out a lot more than I do. I feel like nature is finding me. Although, hey, nature, I was just in Alaska, Montana.
I was just looking at you, nature.
I know. I have so many beautiful pictures of you. Stop it.
I was looking at you so hard.
Do you know how many likes you have on my Instagram feed right now, nature?
Are you blown up?
I made you a star.
You're welcome, nature. I made you famous.
A well-framed mountain in the background with a stream running down the middle, some pine trees
and
on the side.
This is how you repay us?
Take that, Ansel Adams. Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, bam, 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 we're getting hit with everything.
But seriously, like, do you legit have any?
I legit do not. I got nothing. I got nothing
on
me.
What I give you for a Claritin right now?
Come on.
Come on.
Maybe we send Ben out for donuts.
Jeremy Zizel.
I got nothing. None of it.
I do like the idea of sending him out for donuts
and
allergy medication.
Ben, how fun would it be if you went to get donuts? Hey, while you're there, also,
just need a couple Benadryl.
Whatever you can find.
But
you don't want a drowsy. No drowsy.
Is Benadryl primarily the one that's going to knock you out?
That's my nighttime.
Agreed.
Yep, yep. That's when it's sleepy time.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to take that.
Now, there is non-drowsy Benadryl, I think, but I don't want him to misread a label.
No, he's going to have to, you know, just like you did on that NyQuil DayQuil.
Yo, I thought it was the honey daytime stuff. It was
you
honey.
You went on color.
Honey nighttime.
Yeah.
You got to read the bottle.
I'll be fine. There's okay. Also that little part of my brain that, like, I can just will it away.
Okay.
Right?
If you are going to will it away, I'm going to will it away. Just let's do this. It's a Friday.
Let's focus on the Friday things.
Yes.
And not worry about it.
And we are so busy, right? We're shooting a music video
yes.
today. We're debuting our new theme song.
We have a special guest coming to the yard today, which we will unveil a little bit after, what, 7 o'clock?
This is
yeah.
big. This is big. And congratulations to happy couple, Nick Phillips and Heather Schroering.
Mm-hmm.
They had a beautiful Las Vegas wedding, but not just any Las Vegas. They didn't have Elvis or Tunnel of Love or whatever. They did have a very Vegas wedding, though, because they had a wedding that was officiated by the Hellman's Mayonnaise mascot, which we all know is...
I didn't know they had, is it Jari?
They have a mascot? What are you talking about? Hellman's mascot is apparently Manny Mayo.
Okay.
Manny Mayo.
I'm guessing it's a jar of mayonnaise.
It is.
Which doesn't have a mouth, does it? To
this
talk?
One does. It has eyes and a mouth.
Okay.
And apparently is ordained by God.
As am I.
Because he officiated the ceremony. Hellman's had a wedding contest package that included ceremony, full reception with food, a professional photographer, $5,000 to cover travel expenses. So
okay.
you get themselves to Vegas. And the happy couple were into it.
I presume, I'm really into the food question, but go, tell me more about the wedding.
Well, the couple, they call themselves condiment sommeliers.
What?
They love condiments. Their proposal included a ramekin of sauce with the ring in that, which sounds really gross.
How'd you get it out?
I don't know.
With a French fry,
dipping and until you, like, ooh, there's something in here.
Hey, some people put them in champagne glasses. I guess it's
true,
what's different.
But then there's sauce in your ring.
Yeah, it's true. It gets in the prongs.
Yeah.
This guy worked for a jewelry store. Not recommended.
No, no. And tomato's acidic. So I don't know what kind of sauce it was. Never mind.
I'm going with a nice aioli or mayonnaise.
Could be an aioli.
Has to be.
Don't know for sure. Anyways, but that sealed the deal for them. They got the Hellman's wedding package. So they found out that they won the contest July 2nd, and then the wedding was July 21st, so they had to get all of their family and friends in line.
That's quick.
Yeah. And initially, there was going to be a dress code at the wedding, too, that everybody had to dress in the palette of Hellman's colors.
I actually like that idea.
That's beautiful, right?
Blue and yellow, kind of?
Blue, yellow. I guess, are they encouraging people to wear white?
Or cream?
You can wear off-white.
Off-white.
You wear mayonnaise-colored dresses.
It's better known as adult teeth.
That
color.
A couple of cups of coffee.
Yeah, that's the color.
Everyone had to sign a waiver to waive their moral rights.
What?
Because you were married by mayonnaise?
I'm following you, and then all of a sudden I don't understand. And then I'm following you, and all of a sudden I don't understand.
It's a wild, wacky
wedding.
It
is.
Yeah, I think, you know, legally speaking, we have to make sure we got all of the ground covered. So,
yeah.
They had the ceremony,
mm-hmm.
and then later read vows to each other at Chippendales.
What?
What?
I honestly thought we were going to get into a big buffet of, like, pasta salad, potato salad, turkey sandwiches with mayo. None of this has to do with the product.
There were chicken tenders, and they fed each other chicken tenders and dip, like a Hellman's base.
Yeah, I get that, but...
it's a strange wedding.
I appreciate off-the-wall thinking, right? Mm-hmm. Good job, Hellman's. But I feel like you just swing and a miss a few times, right?
It's a little bit of a wild wedding.
It is.
A lot going on there.
Miracle Whip, this is your chance. Move in.
Swoop.
Do better.
Swoop.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, what's on our mind? We had a great time at Jeep Night last night with McGrath.
So great.
I got to see our street humor, Marcy, who will be coming in later today to play cowbell.
Yes, what a
talent.
In
our video. And she mentioned something, and we hadn't had fun with this in a while. She always loved when I did my really bad Merritt impersonation from the movie Brave. Remember?
Yeah.
What would you do if you're brave?
If you're a bar.
What I turned my mom into a bar.
Now my mom's a bar.
And we had that conversation about an hour into the broadcast. And then right before we left, do you remember what happened?
You saw a bar. No, I'm just
kidding. Didn't see a bar. I turned my mom into a bar. I was betrothed to another. I choose my own fate.
Right as we were leaving?
That very nice woman came up to the table to give us ducks. Remember
That's
this?
Right. I do remember this. I kind of like came into it a little bit late, and it was right as you were calling her a witch. You're like that woman from Merida that she goes to her house and you keep finding things in her bag.
Which, I want to defend this because she had a bag full of a variety of ducks.
And they were different style of ducks.
And then she would look at you and you could just kind of tell there was like a little sorcery going on. She's like, the duck chooses you.
Yeah.
And she just had a similar mannerism to the woman from Brave. And I blurted it out. And you said, did you just call her a witch? But then I'm like, she's not the bad person in the movie.
She's not bad.
She's actually kind of a Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
No, she's trying to be a wood carver, but she's a witch.
She's a witch.
Yeah.
But I think she's a good witch.
Oh, totally.
So I think I complimented her.
I don't know if women like to be accused of being witches so much.
Well, certainly not in Salem during a certain period of our young country's
certainly
history.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
But I think some people nowadays would take it as a compliment.
You have a witchy way about you.
I don't know how that one went over.
It's just...
She did look up from her glasses and she did cackle.
You're not wrong. She did have a quality that was exactly like that character. You know, just kind of like...
It's like she has a third, like the seeing eye.
But also a little bit ornery.
Yes, you know, I know.
Ha, ha, ha.
Out of here. I've got a duck for you. Let's see what the duck says.
I mean, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Okay.
But I just don't. I don't know if I would have said it.
She was also a stranger. Like, if I would have known
good
her.
Good for you. You're just so honest.
I just blurted it out. Sorry. You know what I was when in that moment? Huh? I was brave.
You were brave.
I was brave.
You were so brave.
What would you do if you're brave? I'd insult a person.
To her face.
To her face.
Good for you.
You're welcome.
Good for you.
She wakes up this morning and she's a bear. I'm so sorry.
That's on you. I need to come up with a decision of what we are going to do with an item that my husband has brought into our home. He did some shopping when we were in Galena last mm-hmm. week, and not every shopping trip was accompanied. He was unaccompanied at one point.
Uh-oh.
Left to his own devices at one point.
Double uh-oh.
Went into a store and made a purchase for some decor for our home, our shared space. He found a really lovely, I think it, the sentiment is beautiful, a little sign for our girls. That he's like, it's something like, you are smart and you are brave and you are beautiful or something like that.
Wait, is it the word some help? Use kind.
Use kind. Is that what you it is? Is smart and you is important.
Yeah, is that it?
For the sake of this, let's go look at it. It's something very similar to
got
that.
It.
And he's like, this would be so great. I just want to put this like in their shared bathroom and then, you know, inspire, you know, do great things and be more than just a pretty face.
That's a very good motivation.
Yes. And I was like, way to go, girl, dad. Okay, I approved that one. Next, what else is in here? Because there was a big print that he purchased as well. And he's like, I got this. It is like a page out of The Velveteen Rabbit. Are you familiar with the story of The Velveteen Rabbit?
Let's pretend I am and then just remind me.
Okay, this is a classic children's story about a stuffed bunny who is beloved by a child so much that he becomes real.
Kind of like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Except it's a rabbit and then he becomes a real rabbit. Sorry, spoiler alert.
I'm not going to read it.
Okay. Well, you can come to my house. So you can see this print that says something about the Velveteen Rabbit.
Where is it intended to be?
That's what I asked. That was my question. I said, where are you thinking that? I don't know. I don't know where this would go. I'm just like, and now it's sitting on our kitchen table because, you know, it's like it has no direction.
Right.
It has no purpose. And it's going to come to a head this weekend. We got to decide where this thing's going to go.
How big is it?
It's big, Eric.
Like poster on your high school wall big?
Yeah, it's a poster.
Is it framed?
No, I'd have to frame it.
Did he get a receipt?
Can we go back and give it back?
You need to take that back.
We have to take it back.
You either need to take it back or you have a friend who's having a baby and they can have a new nursery.
There you go.
That you just bought a baby gift. You didn't know it.
This is a baby gift.
That's what you bought.
Going into a bin.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Ribbon cutting for something I hope we never use is coming up on Monday.
Yeah,
the city of Cedar Rapids marking the opening of the major component of our new flood control system. This will be in Czech Village on the 11th. They're going to do the ribbon cutting right outside of the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. It's recognizing all the work that's been going on for years in that area. Everything from detention basins to a stormwater pump station, the reinforced concrete wall, a flood wall, it's the thing we all can see.
Yeah.
And the gate. But
there's more.
There's a lot of guts to this thing as well. City officials will make remarks at 10 o'clock this morning. This whole thing is designed to capture the water volume of 2008. May we never see that ever again.
Please, no.
But it also incorporates aesthetics, right? Because you're going to permanently see it. So there's also kind of an artistic component to it. So they'll be celebrating all of this and also the functionality of it. And that starts with the ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock this coming Monday, just outside of Czech Village. With area schools starting after this year's Iowa State Fair, the Cedar Rapids Community School District just sharing important health information regarding steps to make sure there's no measles outbreak in the fall. And if something were to happen, what to do. In the communication, the school provides information about measles, its symptoms, exposure, vaccination guidance, and more. The MMR vaccine, that includes the measles, is required for school attendance under Iowa law. District asking families to make sure you're reviewing your vaccination records. Schedule those doctor appointments. If you have any questions, contact the school district there. What's got us feeling all right on this Friday morning? Well, we're getting ready for another season of Hawkeye football. We are 3 weeks away, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Iowa taking on Albany. That's the season opener on Saturday, August the 30th, Fry Fest weekend. That's a 5 o'clock game. And there we, because I don't know if the list I saw, but they've released the kid captains.
Yeah.
So we've got, this is the 16th season, by the way. Hawkeye is teaming up with Stead Family Children's Hospital. Ages 5 to 18 this year, everywhere from Oskaloosa to Dyersville, Altoona to Greenfield, two from Cedar Rapids. I know one of them. I know 7-year-old Gwendolyn Klaus.
Oh, really?
So she'll be on the field along with 12-year-old Lily Sebastian. So they just made that announcement of all the kid captains just a couple days ago, and we'll learn them one by one. And don't forget, the cool thing about kid captain, in addition to all the inspiration and the fun and meeting the team and that strength that they have, is they get to pick the song for the wave.
That is the most fun.
Getting ready for the fall tradition. That is Hawkeye football and the kid captains. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, unfortunately, a really sad update on Kelly Clarkson's situation. Yesterday, I told you she had to postpone her big Las Vegas dates that were supposed to be throughout the entire month, but she shared with everybody that she needed to be present for her children because their father was ill and she needed to be there for her kids. Unfortunately, then people reached out to her ex, Brandon Blackstock's people, and they shared that he had been battling melanoma and tragically passed away yesterday at the age of 48.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very sad.
So I'm guessing that must have been going on all year long.
Exactly.
Right?
Back in February and March, there were a lot of unexplained absences from Kelly, where all of a sudden all of these celebrity pals were filling in for her, and there was not a lot of explanation. Behind the scenes, a source says that it's been exhausting and really sad that Kelly's been working really hard taking care of Brandon, and even though they had a difficult divorce, she still loved him, and he was the father of her children, so she was trying to be there for them, there for him, and also trying to keep up with that normal schedule of her life, which is very
busy.
Which
includes being chipper with a celebrity who's there to sell a book, right?
Exactly, exactly, which is also kind of an interesting switch in how people approach things. I mean, there's so much, like, constant information, and people are sharing a lot about their private lives. She kind of protected him in a big way.
Yeah.
You know, didn't talk about what he was, that it was even him who was sick that she was taking care of.
Which at the time I think made sense, because once that divorce was finalized, it's like, that's an ended chapter, right? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. And again, that's their prerogative to talk about as much or anything.
No, good that for they her talk for about. Protecting his privacy as well. There is a brand new spinoff for The Office.
So when you say spinoff, does it have a related character or characters back to The Office? Do you know yet?
It does.
Okay.
We know for sure now. There's been a lot of talk. The spinoff is called The Paper, and it's a 10-episode mockumentary series about a struggling newspaper staff in Toledo, Ohio. And we now know who for sure that character is from the original, Oscar Martinez.
So he was an accountant, right?
Yes, he was an accountant at The Office.
At Dunder Mifflin.
Yep. And he is, in some capacity, working at this paper in Toledo. At the end of the trailer, they kind of show you what it's all about. The paper is struggling. They need to have more reporters out on the street. And at the end of the trailer, Oscar points to the mockumentary crew, and he said, "Not again. I'm not agreeing to any of this." The paper is going to come out on Peacock September 4th with 4 episodes, and then 2 episodes released each week through September 25th.
So it'll be streaming only.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe see people like it, then it works to NBC?
Maybe. I don't know. Or if it just lives on Peacock. This is exciting if you are just a random restaurant in wherever USA. The Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls, Montana, had a bit of excitement on Wednesday. They weren't anticipating this. They weren't expecting it. But all of a sudden, Justin Bieber pops in and has lunch there.
That's crazy. So he's not on tour or anything, right?
No, it's unclear why he was even in Montana. I don't know if they have a place there.
I've just been there.
Oh, tell me all about it.
It's a place you go to get away. It's big.
Mm-hmm.
You don't recognize anybody,
yeah,
right? You could just kind of blend into nature.
Which he didn't blend in a big way. He was wearing a leather jacket and then some, like, comically oversized black pants. He took some pictures with the staff. You know, obviously everybody's super excited. It's obviously Justin Bieber. He did stop for pictures. He ordered a PB&J burger, which has local beef with cheddar and bacon on peanut butter and grape jellied bun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
The owner says that he left. He had sat at a place and they offered up the seat cushion that he sat on.
Like they're selling it?
They sold it for $300.
No.
Yes. The seat cushion
it and you put it on the wall above where it goes.
Yes, right where this is where Justin Bieber sat. Yes.
They sold it for
sold it for $300 and then they split the money between the cooks and the servers.
Is that their way of saying he didn't tip well? Right?
I hope he didn't like dine and
I don't know. They would be talking about a dine and dash.
They would say something if he did. But you would think that, like, when Post Malone goes someplace,
they usually drop a $1,000 tip, and then they
Justin
share it.
Justin Bieber's finances have been in trouble as of late.
And it's also Canadian money. And I don't know how the exchange rates these days.
What are you going to do?
Tariffs. I don't know how it works.
Due to tariffs, Justin Bieber was not able to adequately tip the staff, so they sold the cushion. Oh, we are getting a lot of subtext in this one. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
On this 32nd week of the year, 2025, Friday, August the 8th, welcome to Nerd News.
Woo!
Broadcasting from a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west and an elevation of 840 feet. Let's start with a dance competition. And the only way I could see nerds dancing, which is the style of Elaine from Seinfeld. At the Brooklyn Cyclones baseball game, it's a minor league baseball team based out in New York, they held their annual Seinfeld night, but they've never done this before. They had an Elaine dance contest.
The
team has had Seinfeld night since 2014, but what they did was they invited any audience member. They had to sign up ahead of time. People came dressed as Elaine and had to do their best Julia Louis-Dreyfus impersonation of her dance that was described, remember the episode, by George Costanza as a full body dry heave set to music.
How many people were participating?
It didn't give me a number. I did watch. There's video out there. It's been floating around. Olivia Vessel, who is an actress based out of New York City, was the winner.
She got it.
Looked like her, had the dress, matched it perfectly. Everybody attending Seinfeld night, by the way, also received a limited edition, the Kramer bobblehead. Featuring the painting of Kramer that he had in his apartment.
Wow.
So they went all in on it. That looked like a ton of fun.
Seriously.
Story number two. Imagine a world where you no longer had to clean windows.
That would be great because I actually, in anticipation for our big music video filming outside on the front lawn this morning, I washed windows because I wanted to be able to make sure we could see what was going on.
It's been a little dusty, has it not?
It has.
Scientists from the university in Eastern China are developing a new type of self-cleaning glass that uses electric fields to basically zap off the dust.
Whoa.
What we would call a dirty window in science, that's known as surface particle pollution. And glass is more than just windows. What about solar panels, for example?
Yes, yeah.
Which are in deserts and are a pain in the butt to clean. What about skyscrapers? Even though someone's not looking out that thing, it's made out of glass.
Yep.
They electrify the glass, which then, as they're running the electricity through the dust, it causes the particles to dance, Elaine style, and they jump off.
I'm sorry. I'm just seeing a toddler with sticky fingers. They're about to hit the glass. Like, ugh.
Also, it keeps your kids from touching the windows. No more dog nose prints.
That'll teach them.
You'll learn the first time you get zapped.
The dog's going to finally stop putting nose prints.
They also do recommend keeping the current flowing because it would also prohibit dust from collecting again.
Ah.
So that is the plan for this brand new electrified glass.
Interesting concept.
As developed by a university in China.
I'm excited and also scared.
You learn once, right?
Yeah, you learn once.
You touch a hot stove once, you're never going back.
Ah, I got zapped.
As my dad let me back when they had car lighters and cars, I'm like, wow, that looks hot. Those rings, what does it do? He's like, you want to find out? He didn't stop me.
Oh, Eric!
I had a 3-ring tattoo on my thumb for a while.
Sick.
It hurt. A new study published in the Journal of Bioscience suggests that humans owe our ability to ferment and metabolize alcohol because our great ape ancestors would eat fallen fermented fruit from the jungle floor.
Oh, really?
Scientists isolated the mutation of a single gene that makes humans and our great ape ancestors good at breaking down alcohol. And what's interesting is it's not in the entire monkey kingdom. It's just in the ones with which we share DNA.
Oh.
Orangutans?
No.
Don't have it. Apes, chimpanzees? Heck yeah.
They do.
Now, here's why.
Huh.
Because they're smart. They work smarter, not harder.
Uh-huh.
They knew if they ate the fruit on the ground, they didn't have to exhaust a lot of energy and climb the trees.
Why go all the way up tree when fruit is right here? And fruit tastes like booze.
Why go to fridge when cooler next to couch? Right? It's the exact same concept.
That's why we put coolers into our couches.
So that is why you and I, if we were having a cocktail this morning, could actually metabolize the alcohol. They looked at the actual gene structure. Mutations make us and apes 40 times better able to metabolize alcohol than orangutans.
Wow.
And I'm guessing other animals. So it's all thanks to drunk monkeys, right?
Thank you, drunk monkeys.
Drunk monkeys. That funky monkey.
Woo!
And that, friends, is what we like to call nerd news.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
I've got the new theme song ready to go, but they're actually playing it right now outside. This is part of the filming of a Morning Scramble music video. I'm sorry, I just chuckled because street teamer Rebecca, who's on cornet, is moving into college today. So we've got a stand-in, and this person is rocking the cornet, even though there's no cornet part of the song.
The great thing about a creative project like this is that you have to pivot. You have to make it happen. Rebecca couldn't be here,
yep.
So we asked street teamer Ryan. He didn't have a musical talent to contribute to the song, but he would love to be Rebecca's body double. So he throws on a wig, and he can mime like he can play the trumpet.
Left to right on your radio, you've got the Crimson Fuzz. We've got street teamer Kate on tambourine. We've got Vidal with the microphone. He's lead lyrics. Then you've got Cowbell Marcy there. Ryan is standing in for street teamer Rebecca. We got Chloe there on the end, who's going to be doing keys and also violin. And
behind them
is the infamous Oscar Mayer Wienermobile,
which just happens to be in our area. So they asked if they could bring it by, and I said, sure, and have I got an opportunity for you.
How long did it take for them to call you back?
It was a couple calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? We talked him into it, and we said, I'll tell you what, we will catch up with you if you guys bring the mustard, so to speak.
Exactly. And they didn't want to miss the opportunity to be a part of this moment, because this is the first time we've ever had an official Morning Scramble theme song.
With now an official Morning Scramble theme song video featuring the Morning Scramble jam band made up entirely of Z102.9 street teamers.
I like that Oscar Mayer also gets it, because they've got a great theme song themselves, right?
So when we do the end credits, it'll be starring, and then it'll say starring Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
Or the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile.
That video, by the way, they're going to take the weekend to make it. We should probably have it by Monday or Tuesday for you. So
sure.
We know that's happening. In the background, you're hearing the extended mix of our Morning Scramble theme song. Outside, you're hearing the video being shot right now. It's just, it's magic.
It's incredible.
Unfolding on your radio.
Incredible. I really love this new song. It's so fun that we have all of these different pieces, these musical parts, all involved.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.